their most able commander, an absolutely dazzling young man, unbelievably dazzling young man, and a close friend of Socrates, called Alcibiades, is accused of impiety as the fleet sails. He is invited home to come be on trial for his life by his enemies. He doesn't accept and indeed goes over to the Spartan side and gives Sparta the advice which enables them to help the people in Sicily destroy an Athenian force. Think of this now. Think of this. Athens, as I said, has a population of about 350,000 residents. An expedition of 40,000 people between 415 and 413 on this expedition to Sicily is wiped out. That would be the equivalent, thinking of the United States as having less than, but more or less, 300 million people. It would be the equivalent in terms of effect of us losing 30 million people in a single expedition. That is way more, 10 times more than the United States has lost in every war it's ever fought. It was staggering. But Athens stayed in the fight for 9 more years until finally their navy was caught napping very near Troy, as a matter of fact, by a Spartan commander named Lysandru, who burned it, and Athens was defeated, never to rise again. That's the gloomy story, most of it. His book, The Peloponnesian War, does not go quite to the end, for reasons that nobody really knows, but it doesn't. But that, in any case, is the gloomy story, the destruction of Greece, that Thucydides tells. In the process, he invents, one can argue, political science. It is a certain fact that political scientists love Thucydides. If you take a course in political science, Thucydides, Hobbes, and Machiavelli are the heroic figures, and Thucydides the first and greatest. And that is because, as I read him anyway, from a pained sense of the difficulty, an agonized sense of the difficulty that follows from this attitude for both Athens and for everybody, he is the first to isolate what the Germans call realpolitik, which is power politics, which is politics conducted on a basis that pays no attention to idealistic, what we'll charitably and euphemistically call baloney. Hey, friends, this is about power. Clear enough? Power. I can, I do, you lose, sorry. That, Thucydides argues painedly, is the nature of warfare, of politics, of human beings, and that is what destroys Greece. Let me give you the most famous example of this. This is an instance relatively late in the Peloponnesian War, actually taking place right before the expedition to Sicily, which destroys Athens, and by its placement suggesting almost that the expedition to Sicily is an instance of hubris, of overreaching, which this kind of attitude prompted. It's almost as if, Thucydides suggests, Athens' treatment of the island of Melos, which had previously been neutral, and which Athens gave the choice, ally with us or be destroyed. It's almost as if that attitude itself is a kind of overreaching that leads to destruction. But here they are, perhaps the most famous lines in Thucydides. This is the Athenians talking to the people at Melos. Since you know, as well as we do, that right, as the world goes, is only in question between equals in power. Nobody bothers to talk about what's right unless they're equals in power. Because otherwise, and here you go, The strong do what they can, and the weak suffer what they must. Don't tell us we shouldn't do this. We can do this. Nobody ever pays attention to what they should or shouldn't do unless they're in a position where they're forced to. They continue, of the gods we believe and of men we know that by a necessary law of their nature they rule whenever they can.